Okay, let's go to Psalm 13 this morning. And the King James says, "But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me." And the New Living puts it, "But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." And Young's Literal says, "And I, in thy kindness, I have trusted. Rejoice doth my heart in thy salvation. I do sing to Jehovah, for he hath conferred benefits on me." Amen. That's if you like the Old English. That's a great translation for you. But a Message puts it simply. "I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayers." Wesley says about this psalm, "I will sing. It's a common thing for David and other prophets to speak of future deliverances as if they were already come, so that they may signify both the infallible certainty of the thing and their firm assurance thereof." We need to speak positively of what God is going to do for us. Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "David expressed his trust in the Lord's unfailing love, his chesed, the loyal love the Lord has for those who trust in him. The enemies of David were challenging the faithfulness of God's love to one of his covenant believers." And David says, "To heck with you, enemies. I don't care what you're doing. I'm trusting in God's chesed, kindness, wonderful love for me." Matthew Henry says, "His faith in God's mercy filled his heart with joy in his salvation. For joy and peace come by believing. He has dealt bountifully with me. By faith, he was as confident of salvation as if it had been already completed." In this way, believers pour out their prayers, renouncing all hopes, but in the mercy of God through the Savior's blood. It's not just a hope so, folks. It's an amen assurance. Amen. We pray, and we pray believing that God is able to do all that he says he's going to do for us. Let's stand and let's with joy say the verse from the Message translation, because I kind of like that one. Amen. "I've thrown myself headlong into your arms, and I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayer." I'm going to just throw myself into him this morning during worship, and I'm going to sing at the top of my lungs, and I'm going to celebrate Jesus. How about you?
Amen.